Hello, it's me. I thought it was about time I checked in with you. Can you believe that it's now July and I'm still waiting to move to my new home? It's all got stuck somewhere, I don't know where, and I spend every day staring at emails, hoping one's going to appear from my solicitor and give me a date, but it never does. I'm beginning to think Miss Dropplecoff will never get out of that tea chest. So, what have I been up to MJAM-wise? Well, I've been working at the website, adding videos which were previously only available through the All Other Videos button. Oh, that's gone now. Soon all of the videos will be on the main site for your pleasure. The homepage currently hasn't got a latest video promotion on it, but I still plan to do that when there next is a latest video. There it will be. Just to remind you that when normal service is finally resumed, I plan to begin reading Agatha Christie's A Sleeping Murder with Miss Marple, and also to do some Womble stories. Later, a larger project will be another Edmund Crispin story, but I'm not sure which one of those it will be yet. Now, as you know, I don't blow my own trumpet. I have Cecil to do that. So I hope you won't think it boastful of me, or big-headed of me, or in any way mistaken of me, to say that while sorting out the website, I listened to some of my comedy shows, what I wrote, and I did have a chuckle. I know, I say it as shouldn't. Perhaps I'm the only one who's ever had a chuckle. But it did get me thinking that if you like them, let me know which series you'd like a new episode of, because I need a bit of encouragement and incentive to get on with it. And I might, therefore, oblige. And if you've never listened to my comedies, oh, you lucky things, what a treat is in store for you. Please try one out. Comedy's a very personal thing, and obviously, for me, they're all radio-inspired, as that is my medium. Spoofing 1950s and 60s shows, and indeed some 60s and 70s TV shows, which I've put into a radio comedy format. It is so hot in this part of England right now, around 34 degrees centigrade very soon, which in real measurements is 93 degrees Fahrenheit. Now, I do not like heat at all. And being in Britain, I don't have air conditioning. I'm not sure we've got air at the moment. And I'm not one of those people who's never happy with the weather. I can put it on record now. A few days ago, it finally rained, and the temperature was, for an all-too-brief time, round about 18 to 19 degrees centigrade, which is 68 Fahrenheit, roughly. And I was happy. I was happy. I don't pretend I wasn't. I didn't even mind getting wet. In fact, the more the merrier. It is heat. I cannot abide. Well, that's it. I hope it won't be much longer before I'm up and running again, so thanks for sticking with me. I look forward to hearing from you. Goodbye. No, Miss Dropplecoff. Not yet.